Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chatterbox Crew. I'm Nathan.
And I'm Maria.
I hope you all got a drink and a snack and all ready for a chat, because I know we are. Making one today.
Yeah, we have a little twist. We're making these, like, potato, what were they, like, not wedges.
She said the name on the TikTok, but I don't remember what they were.
It's kind of giving like the accordion ones, but instead of going like that, you're not turning them all the way down. You'll see. Mm-hmm. The whole point is we're eating some potatoes.
Right. Oh, I love
it. And we're potato gals, right?
I love a potato.
What's going on? What's happening behind cameras right now? So there's been this cat that Nathaniel's been taking care of a little bit.
I'm gonna go ahead and start the butter.
You do that. I'll tell the story. Oh, I'll start cutting potatoes while we do that.
Do you want it like garlicky? Because I would like it garlic.
I do want it nice and seasoned.
Okay, so got garlic.
Not super garlicky though.
Not garlicky.
I would say put more like pepper or more of this. Italian, honestly, actually. Okay, so anyways, Nathaniel's been taking care of this other cat. Actually, two cats, but right now it's more one. Because it's a boy, and which you guys know, he wants a boy cat. And also, just so you guys know, we did clean the potatoes.
Are you going to cut the bottom like she did? So there's a flat surface?
No.
I think you should.
What part did she cut?
She cut the bottom. She cut like... She cut it like vertical like this.
Oh, like that?
Yeah, but not in half, just like a little piece so that you shoot it.
Oh, I get what you mean.
So it's just a flat surface.
Yeah? She probably does not remember that part.
Not making this one up, I swear.
Anyways, he's taking care of his cat, and it's a boy, and it's fixed, which is exactly what he wants, because, you know, he wants a cat. And yeah, right now he brought him in, and they're having a little, like, not throwdown, but they're having a little staring contest. More thin, I feel.
Yeah, Athena is not super happy.
They did have a little hissing moment, but like everything's fine. Like now he's leaving. Oh, okay. Athena's not far behind either. He's going to the little hole close to Nathaniel. They said Athena doesn't like. Oh my god, Athena.
Oh good.
You can't be jealous because you don't even like that.
Yeah, I've literally never seen her use that shit.
But anyways, do you have anything to tell us? This is for us, our first week. How's your first week of the year been?
Honestly, there's like I didn't take all the paper off, and so there's like I found a small piece of paper. My week has honestly been okay.
Perfect, I love that, and I've been having a pretty good week too. I told myself I still want to continue that growth I did. I feel like I've been on a growth journey for three years, I would say. But I feel like I really realized a lot of growth in myself in 2023, and I'm like, I want to continue that. I feel like I did a lot of progress and things I wanted to do progress. But anyways, that's pretty much what the potatoes are looking like.
Oh, but you ate that. Oh.
Right.
Should be thinner.
I'm a chef. Who needs a stay-at-home mom? Not a stay-at-home mom. Who needs a stay-at-home wife? But I'll do a stay-at-home mom too. Like, I want kids.
So. Is this one going to be yours?
It doesn't really matter to me.
Oh.
Yeah, I want that one. It's bigger.
Okay, well, you make mine thin.
Yeah, make it thin.
Like, I want it like nice and thin. I want mine crispy.
Thinner?
Yeah, I want it.
I'll make it thinner.
Okay, is there. Okay. Do you want me to add more seasonings to it?
Taste it. Do a little. Just put it on your finger. Yeah. How's it taste? Do you feel like it needs a little more?
I feel like it. Okay, I know you said you didn't want it
really?
Super garlicky, but I think it just needs like a little bit more garlic and maybe some more of the Italian and maybe some more of this, actually.
Just a little bit more of everything.
Yeah, just a little bit. It's a taste.
A little bit of this and a little bit more of this one. The only one you didn't say was salt or pepper.
Yeah, because it's pretty salty.
Okay. I love a good salty, like, fry.
They're both gone. I'm a little nervous.
I know, but we don't hear anything. Well, you're, just doing that. Do you want to go take a little glance?
Yeah, I'll go take a glance.
Well, okay, guys. So, yeah, I'm pretty much still want to continue that growth and all that, you know? Oh, my gosh. I just remember right when I turned to look at you guys. I've been using retinol, right? And I've used it before, but the thing is, like, I was never really, like, consistent, you know? Like, I just kind of use it whenever. But, like, the last, so last week, yeah, you know, I was consistent on it because for Christmas, I got a lot of, like, retinol products and stuff like that, you know, and some other skincare stuff. And I've, I'm not gonna lie, I've been using retinol pretty frequently, like, literally almost every day.
I'm back.
And I was like, you know, and I started noticing my skin, like, it was, like, starting to get a little flaky, and I'm like, what the heck? But obviously, I, like, continued doing it, even though, like, I kind of was, like, I probably shouldn't be mixing all these retinols and doing it this often, and, like, I knew I shouldn't, but I was like, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah,
what happened was me realizing my skin was a little flaky, and, like I said, I still continued doing it, and then I realized my skin was, like, it kind of feels tight, like, even now, like, I had to put on so much moisturizer, I even put on, like, mist that's, like, dewy.
Give us enough.
And, like, it doesn't look it, well, like, it feels tight with my, like, I don't know if you can tell, but it looks just, like, kind of tight. Especially around my eyes and my mouth, it was so tight, like, 2 days ago. But, yeah, you're right, I think I'm gonna cut mine a little more thinner, just some spots.
Right.
Some spots.
The cats are doing great. They were climbing around on my bed. And Athena was watching very intensely.
Oh, I know. She's been watching intensely from the beginning.
No, I don't think I'm going to keep him in here
the whole day.
The whole day.
Gonna, like, get him out.
Yeah, like, I think I'm going to take him back out. Because, you know,
baby steps. But, like,
yeah,
you know.
Baby steps. And I don't really know anything about him, like shots-wise.
Oh.
And I don't know if he has anything, and I don't want him to...
Because,
like,
if he does have anything,
last time,
shouldn't he not be in here then? Because he's already been in here a while, and he's been rubbing up against some stuff.
Bitch. The litter box. Let's see if he uses it.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna end this, guys, because I want to see this too. Okay, guys. So, nothing really happened, to be honest.
He went to the... Zucchini went to the... Oh, yeah. I'm calling him Zucchini for right now.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna be his name.
I like Zucchi.
Zucchini went...
Oops. That's okay. I'll just leave it in there.
Zucchini went to the door, and I opened it up to see if he wanted to leave. And he went to the door, he sniffed around, and then he walked back inside.
Yeah. Like, he literally picked Nathaniel. Athena just keeps following him.
Oh, yeah.
So
Athena's literally just following him around.
Mm-hmm. She's like, what are you touching? What are you doing?
What are you touching now?
Yeah. And the lady used oil, but we don't have oil.
Yeah, so,
we're using
butter.
Yeah, we're using butter. Melted butter to mix up.
And then she just did salt and pepper. She just did salt and pepper, right?
Yeah. Here. Do you want me to do something?
Yeah.
I'll do the pepper part.
And
I'm
going
to my pepper because I'm brown.
And then you should...
Is anything coming out?
Yeah, you might
can
have
you, like, see it?
Yeah, the pepper's not great. I conveniently got these from a hotel.
Oh, but I want to get in it. That's...
Yeah, I don't want to touch mine right now.
Don't touch it on. I mean, I'm just getting a little
well,
bit.
Well, was I touching him? I don't remember if
I
was. I
don't remember you touching him now.
Okay, then I don't think I did.
Oh, just opened up the knife like that.
I really want to get, like, everything, like, open it up.
And then we're going to rub the butter in a second. You know, it has a seasoning. Oh, we're supposed to rub the butter and then put all this. That's okay.
I thought that butter goes in after we cook it.
No.
We put it in the oven for, like, hold on.
Video. Oh, no, you're so right.
Yeah, because remember.
Okay, guys.
I was like, okay.
Well. We're done now.
Okay.
These are little
we're
potatoes.
We're not completely done.
Yeah, well, we're done with the prepping part and all that. Right now, we're going to put them in the oven for, she said 30 minutes.
Was it 30 minutes?
Yeah.
We're going to put them in the oven for 30 minutes, and we'll be right back. Are we going to come back after the,
Yeah, I'll just come back.
After they're done?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah,
you're right. We'll be right back.
Get something done, you know?
We are back, everyone. We have our meal.
Potatoes!
And we have some sauces over here. We have Polynesian, and then we have some ketchup.
You're losing one. I'm such a sauce girl. I need more than one. For those little packets.
No, I think I'll be fine.
Oh, gosh. Taste test.
Should we do it plain first or dipped in ketchup? Plain, right?
Plain. Okay, fine.
Do you want ketchup?
Yeah, but it's fine. Oh, cheers. It smells so good. I love potatoes. It's kind of whatever. It's mint as fuck.
Okay, I really like
it's just the center part.
I really like the crust.
Yeah. But even then, I feel like a little longer.
Mm. It's just the center part. It's still kind of like...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hard.
I'm trying some ketchup.
I mean, I like it. That's the only thing.
Hmm.
Not hard, just like, not like I envisioned it would be.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, not bad.
Would we make it again?
Mm-hmm.
You would?
I don't think I wanted to make it. I would if I want potatoes. Sometimes you don't want, like, french fries, but you don't want leaves, so you make your own.
You know, I do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I would do this.
It's really good. Huh?
I'd probably do this.
It's so quiet if it's just eating.
Make some more.
Mm.
I wish it was more crunchier.
I wish it was more crunchy, too. Hello.
That's, like, the main thing, because I was expecting that, like, crunch. It's more the top where it's, right? Like, good. But it's, like, the lower you get where it's, like,
oh, on the TikTok, it looks so crunchy.
Yeah. You know?
Did she ever taste it?
We didn't leave it as long as she did. Yeah, she did. At the end.
Was hers crispy? Was hers crispy?
Hers was crispy.
Well, do you want to throw it back in there?
No.
You don't? Okay. I would be down.
Do you?
No, I mean...
You say you would be down.
Yeah, I would be down.
I don't want to.
I'm trying with the pot.
I'm trying to eat them. And I just want to get us going with our pot, you know?
Mm. Okay. Oh, it's good with Polynesian.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Have you heard about Gypsy Rose?
That she's out?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, girl. I know. I am... Honestly, it's so funny that she came out of prison and was like...
And she was influencer. Literally already an icon.
And she was like, influencer.
No, literally.
So funny.
You know what I was thinking about? Her life is literally so crazy. Like, the beginning of her, you know, youth. Mm-hmm. And she was, like, made to be sick and all this stuff. Then she gets with a man. You know... Mom dies, you know, they kind of, you know, I know they say, like, she didn't fully have anything to say into it, and also because, like, she still was, like, very childlike, people said, I remember, but anyways, that's so crazy, like, she was forced to, like, be sick, mother dies, and all that stuff happens, prison, icon, literally, everyone loves Gypsy, they're remaking her own documentary series is coming out on Lifetime, apparently.
And she has a book coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I forgot about that, yeah.
I'm so excited for Gypsy. I love her.
I know, I love this for her. But her life is so crazy. But did you see what she wrote on under a picture on Instagram that her husband posted?
What? Oh my god, what?
It's so funny. So, this is him, first of all.
Okay.
Yeah, not me. Not for me. Yeah. But he definitely does it for Gypsy, because she got to look crazy in these comments with Daniel.
What did she say?
Okay, she says... Hold on, yeah, let me just say this. This picture was posted in November 28th, 2023. Full in jail. Okay. And then she comments under it 2 days ago. Hold on. It's loading again. Okay, 2 days ago, she commented under it saying...
Is she verified?
Yes. It's Gypsy. I told you, her life is insane. Prison icon. Literally straight out of prison, she was like everyone's
verified.
Favorite.
Okay.
Yes.
What'd she say?
Okay, she says, Ryan, don't listen to the haters. I love you and you love me. We do not owe anyone anything. Our family is who matters. If you get likes and good comments, great. If you don't and get hate, then whatever, because they don't matter. I love you. Besides, they jealous because you are rocking my world every night. Yeah, I said it. The D is fire. Happy wife, happy life.
Oh.
I think that is so wild. She said that D is fire. I need to see it.
Oh.
Wait.
My God.
See what he says back.
I know. I didn't see what he said. What did he say? Oh, my God. What did he say?
He replies back.
Oh, my.
Who said I give a damn about what these jealous people say anyway? Ha ha. No, come get it, baby. Also, I don't know why I envisioned him to have like a southern accent, but like that's why I envisioned. So I hope like you guys like
no,
my
no,
play
no,
into.
No. He definitely does.
But
have a southern
so
accent.
Well that she said that. Oh, like, it's nothing crazy, but it's like, I was expecting it from Gypsy.
It feels crazy.
She said the knee is fire. She said, I'm getting pounded every night. She said, I got it going on.
She said, y'all jealous because I get his D.
And you don't.
And y'all don't. Gypsy girl. Gypsy girl. Now you know. Now you know.
I don't think she knows a thing. I think she knows a little too well.
Listen. I'm glad she's happy.
And she says the D is fire.
And the D is fire. And you know what?
She said every night.
If that's her soulmate, I'm glad that's her soulmate.
I'm glad.
I'm so happy she found
You know, good for her. She's getting a good D.
It's just saying that online.
I mean, would you want Wacky D? I was thinking online. It's wild.
I mean, I get like, you know, in like a text message.
I am, but like... In a comment section?
A text message. When you're in a comment section.
Like, she had to let everyone know. She was like, the D is... But also, like, he also didn't seem to care. He didn't even like it. He said, come get it, baby.
I didn't even turn the light on.
Is it?
You sure?
I mean, I don't think it's bad.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I'm chilling. Just... But yeah. The outer ones are the best.
I know. I'm so sad that I'm almost at the end of mine.
I've been talking.
I think you're right. I kind of do want another one.
No, what?
One of these.
Oh. But you said, why bother?
I said, but I'm out of butter.
Oh. What an allergy. How cool I am.
Sorry.
What?
Do you want to get into our vacation?
Oh, yeah, guys. This is our next segment. So, like I said in my New Year's resolutions, one of the things I want to do is travel a lot. And I keep seeing, I'm not sure. I keep seeing these people on TikTok where they're like right now vacation places and then like they put in a bag, you know, or a hat, whatever. And then like, you know, their friends, they all like take them out and like the last one you take out is the one you guys go to, like the place you travel to. And I was like, this would be a good way to travel somewhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we get it. And so me and Nathaniel, he did three and I did three places we want to go to. And we're about to pull them out of the bag and see where we go. This is exciting. And like, we don't know when, but like, it's just a place we're going to go for 2024, you know?
I think definitely after, because we're also going to go to New York again this year.
Mm-hmm. But we don't know when, I told you, remember?
But it's still in August. We're still going to go in August.
Yeah, around there, yeah.
And so, I'm thinking maybe after August.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm thinking.
Really?
Like, a little after August. Not a little. Like, I don't know.
I mean, it has to be a little, because after August is October. No, September, October, November, December.
Oh, a December vacation? Oh. Sorry.
No, for one of mine, I really want to go into the cold time.
Okay. And for one of...
But the other one is more like fall. But that one is more winter.
Oh, jeez. Actually, I think all of mine are kind of summer vibes.
And you said you want to go after New York?
Yeah, I just realized. Okay, well, it's okay. It doesn't matter.
I want more ketchup. I'm right back.
Oh, no, I'm out of ketchup.
Oh.
That was the last of the bottle, baby.
Oh. Okay.
Girl's been rough. Girl's been rough.
You can't even get ketchup. They're just going to do Chick-fil-A and just grab it and go.
Bro, I got $15 to last me till the next
two. Don't rub it in the ketchup. Okay. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
You can just go to Chick-fil-A.
I'm so excited. Okay,
who's going to... not like that.
Okay, oh, sorry. Yeah, how are
we... It was just fat.
Did I?
Uh-huh, I saw it come.
Ooh.
Okay, since my hand's in the bag, I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, so...
So this is the one that we're not going to, right?
No, the last one. The very last one is one we do go to. Okay, so we are not going to... Well, it's one of mine. I see it scribbled. Oh, Colorado! That's the one I wanted to go to in the cold.
Oh, no! Oh, now I'm nervous.
Because I would love to go, like, snowboarding.
Oh, that would be so right. fun. So maybe we should throw Colorado back.
Well, that's it.
I got... Oh, L.A. I want to go to L.A.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so far the one I really want to go to is still in there.
Yes. Oh my god. Okay. We are not gonna go to, if I can fucking open it, Vermont. Why am I pulling on mine?
No, that means I can pull out mine.
Only one of mine's left.
I know. Which one's left? Two of mine are left, and one of them.
Nope, or no.
Please. Dear Lord, we're not going to Miami.
Oh, we are here in Miami.
We are here in Miami. Oh, my favorite one's in the bag. Okay.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm so excited. This is like... Oh, okay, and then should I pull out the winner?
Yeah. Okay, so guys, we are not going to Boston, Massachusetts. And like, literally pulled out all mine.
Oh my god, where are we going? So excited. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Oh my god, I didn't think I would be the one announcing it.
Where
do you want to announce it?
No, you got the honors. Already. You got the honors.
Okay, so where we're going this year, and I think this one's a fun thing to do any time of the year, which is perfect.
Okay.
Drum roll. Las Vegas!
Well, where are we going to go after, though? Remember, what did you turn 21?
Yeah, after New York.
Oh, so you're saying yeah?
Yeah, after New York. We'll yeah, perfect. After I'm 21, we'll be going to, Las Vegas. And, see, I really wanted to go because I've always wanted to see Drag Race live, and they do it on the Vegas Strip.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, it's a show on the Vegas Strip, and so I've been really wanting to see it. And I've always, every time people talk about Las Vegas, isn't the City of Lights, or is that New York?
That's New York.
Oh, it has a name, isn't it?
It's a city that never sleeps. No.
That's also New York.
What happens in Las Vegas stays in Vegas. Las Vegas. I know that. Like, you're going to Las Vegas.
Oh my god, right.
We're going to go to the casino. We're going to have a Las Vegas vibe. Like, I'm going to have that. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Happy moment.
Okay, I have a question.
What?
What was in Boston that you wanted to go to? Because I've never...
Well, I just want to go to Boston. I just like the vibes of Boston.
Oh. You know, we did really different vibes. I feel like I did, like, party vibes, and you did, like, really scenic, beautiful vibes.
Yeah, that's what I was really wanting. Colorado, you know? I love the mountains. I love being able to smoke. I have this bitter now. Like, we're staying at a place. Like I'm in some sort of cabin or something.
We should do both.
Have a beautiful view. I would love to. I would love to. Have a beautiful view of, like, the mountains. And there I am with my blunt, just...
Ooh!
Isn't that... Well, the sun's setting. Looking at the mountains. And then... Oh, yeah. And then Boston, I just like the vibes, you know? I don't know.
Colorado,
like,
it looks the one pretty cool. That you wanted to go snowboarding in, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then Vermont.
Was that, like, the one you really wanted to go to?
Yes. I've always wanted to go to Colorado, yeah.
Should we do both?
I would love to.
Should we do both?
Yes!
Should we do Las Vegas and Colorado?
Yeah.
Really?
I would love to. I told you, I want to travel this year. I want to go to, like, at least 5 places. I was kind of thinking most of them would be closer here, to be honest. But I'm down to go. I'll save up. I'll pretty pinch.
Bitch. And I'm getting a second job. And I'm, I could pick up Instacarting again. We're two really poor people going on vacations.
Okay, let's just say Colorado's a maybe.
But definitely Las
Vegas.
But
we're doing with Las Vegas. That's the one that won. So we're going to Las Vegas. God! And I would love to go to Las Vegas. Are you kidding me?
And we'll keep Colorado in mind. See, you went for... Oh, I went for really party vibes. I thought, like... I've heard, like, Miami is, like, a party city.
Oh, no, it is. Oh, no, if we were to go to Miami, we gotta be hot. Because whenever I've gone to Florida, Daniel, specifically, like, at the beaches, everyone there's so fucking fine. You think you see attractive people? Mm-mm. You gotta go to Florida. Miami. You gotta go to...
Well, you know what? You know what?
Orlando. That's what it's called. What?
I was born in Florida. So...
You know, Miami?
No. But Orlando? You said... No. But Anna was born in Orlando.
Well, there we go.
But I was not born in Orlando, but you said Florida. You said you had...
Okay, fine. I'll give it to you.
And I am...
From Florida.
I am
Boy, from Florida. Yeah, there's a lot of big booty place, big booty people there.
Right.
They're really the most amazing bodies you'll ever see there. Amazing looking people you'll ever see there.
You know what I think about?
What?
This is going to sound so silly, but what? I didn't realize how, like, not diverse South Carolina was until I went to New York and I saw so much of it.
Really?
I mean, like I knew.
I've always noticed it.
I knew, like, we weren't, like, the most. But, like, when I went there, I was like, oh my god, it's so different. and I loved it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I fell in love with that city.
I've always noticed us is not that diverse here.
I never noticed.
I know.
I guess since I've been here my whole life,
I've been here my whole life. What are you trying to say?
Okay.
Because why wouldn't I be here my whole life? What are you trying to say? I'm from. I guess I'm not American, guys. I'm leaving.
No, I meant
Hasta la vista.
No! That's not what I meant!
I love that you gave me that little, like moment, because I really wanted to go white my hands, but also was like, oh, this is a perfect moment to have a little segue of it.
Of course. Of course. I'll always let you have
your moment. Thank you.
I will always let you have your moment.
That was a good meal, huh?
That was kind of good, right?
I'm stuffed. Where's my water at? Where'd I put it?
Oh, bitches.
You stole my water? Did you drink my water?
No, I did not drink
it. I think you drank my water.
I was drinking from my cup. Oh my god, we're going to Las Vegas.
I know. And okay. Baby Colorado.
I have baby Colorado. Oh my god, okay. So, like, we can do, like, New York, August.
And in Las Vegas, what?
October.
November.
November.
Oh, no, you're really right. For some reason, since we keep saying New York, I keep thinking it's October, but no, we're going August.
Yeah, we're going in
August. Early September, yeah.
And so
October,
we can do
I would say October. Middle November, you know, like on a teen number.
Uh-huh, middle November. And then back on a we can go to number, Colorado.
Because
we've
got to go before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And then we can go to Colorado, like, late December.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, maybe, yeah. Like, right after Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I know, because don't you do it on Christmas Eve?
Mm-hmm.
And I do everything on Christmas and Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so
I love
sorry.
This.
I do everything on Christmas and Christmas Eve, so we could do like
look at us playing our whole year.
I know, a few days after Christmas.
I know! We'll be busy the last few months of the year.
Girl!
Getting every resolution in.
No,
but it makes sense, because those are, like, really big trips.
And because, okay, well, you know what?
Like,
the
each
first,
one is really big.
The first, like, the first half of the year, we're just preparing
yeah,
for
we're
it.
Saving.
We're just saving, we're preparing.
Oh, yeah, right now I'm definitely going to be looking into outfits, too. So that way, good! That way, I'm not cramming it all in the end. Like, I'm not saying, like, I'm buying the whole wardrobe, but, like, I'm definitely going to be more, when I'm going, I'm like, oh, I could
and
wear this,
you know
maybe
what?
There.
Our fashion will be so elevated by then, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of my things. I want to elevate my fashion.
And our following is going to be so much bigger by then, mm-hmm. too. Maybe we'll be making money by then.
Yeah.
No, we will be making money by then, actually. Uh-huh. We will be. And we know what we're going to get recognized while we're in New York.
Mm-hmm. And when we're in Vegas, we're going to get, like, a manager or something.
Oh, wait.
A brand deal. I don't know.
We're going to get... This year's gonna be the year we get our first brand deal.
Mm-hmm. I love
it. We have so okay.
No, it is. I feel like we could definitely get that.
No, yeah, for
I think that's
sure.
Pretty.
And you
so it's because like we're going up in followers and all that.
I know. I will say I did not reach my goal for the start of 2024 mm-hmm. of how many subscribers I wanted. We did not reach.
I know you
it.
Wanted 200, right?
I wanted 200. Mm-hmm. We were such.
I only thought we could because like it was going up really fast, and it just like stopped.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm so sorry to segue, but I need to show you fucking something. I need to show...
Oh my god, what is it? Is there a backstory?
Okay, so I recently... Sorry, this is my old phone because it's the storage is full, so I've been filming on this one for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I recently posted a TikTok, and I posted it on a YouTube, right?
Oh, the hate comments!
Ooh, girl! Hold on.
Let's hear it.
Sorry,
did you just...
Sorry, that was my throat. No.
And he always comes after me when my throat does wacky stuff. And now look at him. Okay.
Stop.
Just calm down now.
Stop. Fuck, where am I?
Where is it?
Sorry. Hold on. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Oh,
the video, I don't think it was that bad. It was just me lip syncing to a Rick and Morty. It was just me lip syncing it. Hold on, I need you to start talking because I just have this password right now and then it can't do two things at once.
Okay, you can't handle it. It's getting a little too crazy over here. Oh my gosh. Do I have any other thing? I'm trying to think if I had another thing I had to say. I don't think so. But yeah, I'm very excited to go to Las Vegas. It's going to be so much fun.
I just can't.
What's your kind of vibe you're going to go for?
For Las Vegas?
Ooh, I just want
party,
to be hot.
Party girl. That's the vibe I'm going for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it pulled up, girl.
Perfect.
Don't worry. Sorry. I'm so sorry that's like so. Okay, so These comments are crazy. I've never gotten like this much.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hate on one video.
Oh,
and I was replying to them because I thought it was...
Oh, no, yeah, I love replying to comments. Yes.
So, the first comment is, this actively disgusted me. And so someone replied, same. I didn't reply to that one.
me too.
This one says, reasons we need more funding into healthcare, especially mental health. And so I commented back, I agree, Schnookums.
You should be like, do you want a bake?
And then she
said... Do you want a fund for me?
And then they said,
What the heck? Did you lose it? Oh my god, you got off it.
I didn't lose it.
Guys, I've really been thinking about like about dyeing my hair.
You should. Okay,
like, I kind of want to go for like a streaky vibe where it's like black but like a lot of white. You know, those like streak. No, I love it. Very white to
like
K.
Cruella?
Kind of. Ooh, I love Cruella. You keep going and I'll show my pics.
They said, I sincerely hope you get the professional help you need to fix whatever this is. This one said, this is an abomination before the Lord's eyes.
The Lord.
I know. This one said, I'll be praying for you. This next one said, at least my dad loves me. Wow. Ooh,
that's what he told me, too. I don't know.
Every day we fall further from God. At least I am not a disappointment. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. So I replied back, don't worry, Schnookums, I know exactly what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, this is the one that hurt the most.
What?
I can't tell if this person's teeth are gray or the common yellow. Common yellow?
That's crazy.
I replied back and said this was the most creative comment, but the common yellow? Are you kidding me right now?
That is. Oh my god. They really went in on you. They said, no mercy.
This person said, I'd rather kill myself. You shouldn't, but that's just me.
Oh, he's crying!
No, sorry. That one about the teeth is so
it
funny.
It really
to
got
me.
You?
It's so funny. Wow. Oh, this one said, sure, he's cringe, but you guys are so mean.
Okay.
So someone replied to them and said, womp womp. And so I replied back, LMAO, womp womp.
Womp womp for me.
Someone said, isn't this one of the white bunnies that annoyed you in our childhood? You know those fucking white mice that acted fucking weird and crazy?
White bunnies?
Yeah, it was
like a white bunny?
Yeah, it was like a kid's show and they acted fucking weird and crazy and they had like buck teeth and they ran around.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I never watched it yet.
Yeah, someone compared me to that.
Wow.
What is this? And so I replied, Rick and Morty. Oh, God.
What?
Someone replied with the toothbrush emoji.
Ew! You spat everywhere.
I'm so sorry. This is when people talk about
my teeth. Ew!
When people talk about my teeth, it's so...
It really gets you, huh? It really gets you going.
The toothbrush emoji. This color does not look good on you. Try something darker next time. What the fuck am I looking at? So I said, a 10 out of 10. And so they replied, ain't no fucking way. Someone said, nope, off my page. And so I said, it was nice to have you here. And they said, thank you. The fuck happened to them teeth? And so I said, I never got braces. Uh-huh. So, get help, and then what the fuck is that thing?
Me.
Those comments were brutal.
I know. You're kind of funny, though.
Emoji.
I love a good creative hot, oh my god, comment. A good creative
I do,
hate
I
comment.
I love a creative hate comment.
But this is a hair look. Like this type of vibe.
Oh,
kind of like this, but more like
so
this.
So Y2K.
Yeah,
and
this one.
Beautiful.
But I was even thinking of doing like brown. Like a brown baddie moment. Like this one. Like a little bit of like a light highlight. But I don't know how blonde would look good on me. Like,
you should do it. You should do
it. Somebody's their haircuts. Or like something like this. It's still the streaky, but less streaky.
You should do it.
I forgot
it,
even
though.
How that one saved. Oh, see with the brown. This is the one I was thinking about, the brown. But with the highlights. Like, I don't know. I really want a highlight moment. I haven't done like a normal haircut with highlights.
You should do it.
Right?
Like,
I'm thinking of doing it.
That would look so
good. I don't know which
good.
One, though. Like, the brown with the highlights.
You should
this
do
was, like,
brown.
Darker. This was, like, black with highlight. and then the chunky highlights I should do. And then just like,
I love that one. Right? That one's so good.
But I don't know.
Oh my god.
I want the highlight, like the chunky highlights.
That would be.
So that's why I'm like not really into that last one you pointed out.
You have time before our vacation.
I know, to get it all done. But even then, if I've got to keep up with it.
And you know what? Okay, can't be honest. Okay. Maybe this sounds bad. You see, like, those people... Okay, when we went to New York, it was expensive, but, like, it wasn't, like, the most expensive thing.
Oh, no, I mean, I think it all depends on how we all do it. Because, I mean, I also think that we were spending our money, like, crazy. You know, it wasn't, like, we were, like, buying stuff. Like, at everything. Like, I remember, like, when I told everyone wanted to go to that thrift store, I was planning on buying stuff, but, like, everything was so fucking expensive, and also nothing was really calling to me. So, like, I still got what I wanted, which was to go there, but I didn't end up buying anything. Because something was, like... Even, like, jewelry prices, I ended up not... buying anything of those either, yeah.
You know what we spent our money on?
Oh, and the weed. I mean, that's what we wanted, though. We wanted that 100%. That was my number one thing. The dispenser. The only thing I'm mad at, I don't know why I never told you, oh, let's go back. Like, I don't know why I never told you that.
I don't know why I never suggested it.
Yeah. Well, like, we went once. I mean, we also did a few things.
I think the blunt, I think the blunt lasted 2 days, right?
Yeah, but, like, I wish we did more. Next time we go, I'm doing more.
We're doing more.
Oh, you're about to be 21!
And so I can go in there.
Oh, my God! No, you'll love it. I loved it. I love looking around. There was even a thing where you could smell. It was so much fun. And everyone in there was so nice.
New York
there was
such a fun vibe. It just calls to me.
Go to New York now. We're going to go to New York.
I can't wait to move there. Maybe with all these vacations, I might have to push it back a little bit.
Maybe not that much. I mean, you said you're already saving up.
Yeah, I'm already saving up.
And it was like you said we didn't really spend that much. I mean, I never kept up with how much I did spend, but I know it wasn't a lot. Because I remember when I looked at my bank account, it didn't go, like, drastically down. Like, it was, like it went down. I was like, oh, okay. But it wasn't, like, drastically.
I think the trip overall I spent...
Also, we went, like, we only had, like, 3 actual whole days, right?
I think the trip overall I spent, like, $600.
$600?
I think, like...
But it's nothing too drastic where you, like... Like, I know I didn't lose more than $1,000 or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I know I didn't lose more than $1,000. So, like, if, like...
So, I mean, if people could do it, yeah.
I don't think it, like... How far away is Colorado?
Colorado?
How far away is Las Vegas?
Oh, Las Vegas definitely is the farthest one. Colorado's close to Nevada. I know that. Like, it's literally diagonal from each other, if I remember correctly.
Bitch.
What? Unless when we do the Colorado trip and the Las Vegas, we just kind of do them together.
If I have to get on a fucking plane...
I was gonna say the train again.
Okay,
I love the scenic vibes. Come here, I just thought that all this was gonna be train.
Oh, we're doing train for all of it? Oh, that's so hot and sexy.
I mean, what were you doing from New York? So you were gonna drive?
No. Oh, and I go, the only time I'm driving to New York is when I'm moving up there.
So then what were you gonna do?
Oh, I knew New York was gonna be train.
Oh, and the other ones you thought...
I was just panicking because I didn't know what we were gonna do for the other ones.
Oh, I'm just gonna have to figure the train.
Colorado. Oh, what? You know, I really...
I'm just in Colorado Springs.
That's by driving, though. That's by driving. Remember the train?
The train's longer, remember? Because remember? Yeah. Because for New York, it was, like, I think, like, 16-something. And for us, it was, like, what?
I thought we were, like, 17 hours.
No? Was it? It was something. I don't remember.
It was so fucking long. Sorry. It was really frustrating. Okay. I started to get really fucking antsy at the end of it.
I can tell.
Like, at the beginning, I was like, ooh, we're having fun, we're on a train. Look at all the scenic vibes. And then hour 15 into it, I'm like, get me off the fucking train. There's so much.
No, going to New York is 10 hours, and we were there 15 hours.
Each time. Oh, shit, right.
So it adds. So that'd be longer. Yeah. And Las Vegas right there next to each other.
We want to do Colorado and then Colorado and Las Vegas together.
I mean, would you want to? That way, after Las Vegas, as a guest, we go to Colorado so we can chill.
And then we go home. Okay, yeah.
And then from Colorado, home. But then I feel like we would have to do that, like, you know, after, obviously, Thanksgiving. But, like, before Christmas. Huh. Which I think that's it.
That's like a month. That's like, okay, yeah. We have
so I was going to say, what if, like, 1 week Las Vegas or something like that?
One week Colorado.
Yeah.
And then... So, like, in total, it'll be out for, like, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm adding a few days for train rides and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, 2.5 weeks will be out, and then we'll be back for Christmas?
Yeah.
For Christmas?
Sorry.
<Angie. laughs> For Christmas?
Or do you want to have them separate? And then just, do you want to do separate? I mean, at least we would already know also how long the trip is. Because, like I said, Las Vegas is right next to Colorado. So, it would be one day 1 week Las Vegas, we go home. Then a few weeks later, Colorado, back home. By then we'll already know how the ride is, I guess.
That ride, I just imagine doing that ride that close together. I'd be like, the second I got on, I'd be like, Camille, it's pretty chill.
I don't really mind it. I mean, I'm just kind of sitting there.
And then
I'm sleeping. Well, I think this time we're doing it differently though. Why going? We're not doing the regular one, right? Like we did last time, where you just sit with a random person.
Oh yeah.
I'm saying next time we're doing the little sleep cabin thingy. Yeah.
I definitely
because we already discussed this.
I definitely want to do that for New York.
Yeah, and then we can just do it for the other ones.
Oh my god, are we gonna pitch?
That way, because I mean, we're definitely gonna be there at least a whole day.
On the train?
It has to be.
Oh my god.
Because it was 15 hours to New York, and we just looked at it was 10 hours.
Oh shit.
By car.
So we're gonna be on there.
It added another 15, it added another 5 hours.
Should we just fly?
You wanna fly? You're gonna get, really?
I.
But that's more expensive though. Airplane tickets? Have you seen airplane tickets?
I think.
Well, some people find some good deals. My mom does find some good deals.
I think, actually.
Well, she usually finds them, buying them a little bit more in advance.
I don't know if I'd be able to fly.
Really?
I think I'd have a really bad panic attack.
Really? You can get Xanax.
I don't think you understand that. How scared I am.
Oh. I'm gonna take them. This is just a joke. This is all a joke, guys. But you know, yes. I'm saying it jokingly. We don't condone drugs.
We don't.
We don't do drugs. I've never done a drug in my life. As we were talking about New York earlier.
Yeah. I've never done a drug in my life. Do I take a break really fast?
Let me just.
Do I take a break really fast? Could you imagine?
What was I going to look up? Fuck. Oh, I was going to go too. I think
Gypsy
I still
Rose.
Have the.
I was just kidding.
Who? Oh, Gypsy Rose. I was going to go. I think I still have the train up. Yeah. Okay, let's see if I can.
I was literally about to say, I still have the train up.
I know I've been deleting it. So now we're going to use it as a
point.
What's the point? Okay, what the fuck is this doing? Cancel. Okay.
Oh my god. I'm so excited for all the trips that we're going on this year. Because you know what? I feel like most of my life I've just stuck to South Carolina. And I haven't really done much. I mean, I went out.
Well, you never traveled outside of South Carolina?
Not much. I mean, I went and when I was 11, I went on a cruise. But then after that, we usually just went to Myrtle. After my cruise, I don't think I went on another vacation until I went to Myrtle Beach with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Because my family just wasn't a vacation family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
okay. For when should I put it? Should I just do it for today?
Yeah.
Yeah, my days.
Okay, well, you might have to do it a little later out, actually.
A little more what?
Not for today. You might need to do it a little later out.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Oh, God.
Done.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Done. I'm just going to do the other one. What the fuck? Go.
Oh, bitch, I hear my neighbors talking outside.
I'm
shut the window.
Them. I one way. What the fuck?
Oh, do you actually want to take a break, though? We're 13
minutes
in. Yeah,
and then we can figure this out, yeah.
All right, we're going to be right back.
Right now.
All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be back in a few seconds for y'all.
Yeah.
Mwah. So everyone, we are back. We have a guest.
Zucchini. This you can barely see him. You can see his head a little bit.
You can see his head. This is Zucchini. This is the cat that I've been taking care of. My eyes look crazy.
Really?
You don't think so?
No. I think that your eyes look really pretty. Yeah.
You think?
I do.
This is the cat that I've been taking care of outside. He has now become an indoor-outdoor cat because he's just so cute.
Also, we realized, we gotta take a picture of this so you can insert it in. This cat literally has a cat print on him.
Oh, yeah.
You see the ears, the little head, and then a skinny little body down to the tail. And then he's just chunky.
Yeah, he's so fat.
He's literally Garfield.
I know I'm not the only
he's
one
from
that
the streets,
him.
But he's getting fed good.
I know, girl.
He is not missing a meal.
Oh, my God. Maria just told me, I've been taking care of this white cat, too, who's outside.
Oh, yes.
He's not all white, though. He's black, too.
Just a little bit. If you think about it, cat, when it's seeing you head on, they're seeing each other at level. They see just a white face.
And so,
they don't see the tail.
Apparently, white cats are the fucking ugly cats in the cat world.
Yeah. And you said that Zucchini was mean to her.
Yeah, and Zucchini was mean to Snowball.
Mm-hmm. He finally saw the tail, then.
You what?
See? And he's getting all the love because he is not missing one meal.
No. I wonder how Snowball would do coming in here.
Yeah.
But I'm scared too because of Boots and Precious. I'm like, what if she doesn't
what did she say? I mean, she doesn't even see the same way. I mean, you said she was pretty skittish, but, like, when I came up, she did want to run away, obviously.
That was crazy. I'm not gonna lie, I was so shocked. Really? when she only ran away for a second and then came up and loved on you. Because it took me days to get her to come up to me. Like, I would literally, I would open the door a smidge and she would be back into, over into my neighbor's yard.
I got that touch. I got that aura.
Okay. I was gonna say I helped her with her confidence and I boosted her up and got her used to people, so... Mm-hmm. Because no one else is nice to her, because everyone else is fucking nice to him.
Oh, I mean, she's pretty chunky, too.
She is.
I don't think she's missing that many meals. But yeah, she's more skittish, because even, like, when you were going inside, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go pet Snowball then, like, she did run away for a second, but then she, like, came back. Now, he takes care of himself.
And apparently,
he has good hygiene.
If they groom in front of you, it means they trust you.
He trusts you, girl. I mean, remember when I was like, you're like, right here in public?
Yeah, I know.
He was behind a car and he did it in front of you?
He was.
In front of us?
He had his hole out. Outside? Outside?
Girl. And I was like, yeah, you gotta ask him. Yeah. But he did it behind a car.
You know, he had a little privacy.
We saw the car passing by, wouldn't be able to see him.
He's so cute.
He is. I love him. Oh.
I want to show him to y'all, but I, you know, we're still working on our relationship, and I don't want to keep picking him up too many times, because I don't know how he feels yet.
I mean, I think it's fine. I mean, you saw when I picked him up. I'm not really the best person at picking up cats, but he doesn't seem to react. Listen, I'll pick him up. I don't care.
Watching Athena, I literally just called you Athena. Really? Watching Maria pick up and play with cats is so funny, because she doesn't know how to hold him great, so she'll pick him up by the...
The thing is, like, I picked them up pretty frequently when I come see you, obviously. That's the only time. But even then, I still don't know. You think by now I would. Zucchini, stop cleaning yourself for a moment.
Girl, he's in there. He's doing what he gotta do in there.
Oh, yeah. Zucchini.
Oh, he's so...
Oh, yeah. Are you done? Zucchini.
Oh.
Zucchini, come here. Come here. Or are you gonna pick him up?
Yeah, I'll pick him up.
Okay, pick him up. He looks like a tire. This is Zucchini.
This is Zucchini. He's so cute. He's so baby. Okay, I'll let you down now. You can go back to doing whatever you were doing. You little nasty.
How do you feel about just being picked up? I love the cat print. Like, you've got to take a picture of that to show.
He's famous now.
I know.
Oh my god.
Is he gonna actually jump?
He jumped!
Oh my god! I thought he couldn't jump or something. Maybe because he was like really chubby. That's why he was not jumping. Yeah. He finally jumped down. But even though this isn't that far. He said, I'm leaving. This is my house. I run it now.
I run this bitch.
Athena, where are you?
Get out of my store, bitch.
I'm back. Can't get rid of me. He loves me now.
He loves me. He wants me. I do want him. But I'm going to keep him indoor, outdoor for the time being.
Yeah, yeah.
He really is the cutest.
He is. I love Zuki.
Anyway,
Zucchini. Yeah, Zucchini. I got Zucchini.
Do you want me to ask you some questions?
Yeah, I mean, you answered them too, obviously.
Oh yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. No. Okay. This is not really that deep. I just want to know.
Ask me whatever.
What makes you like really angry? Like actually physically angry.
Not being listened to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When someone's like not actually generally listening to me, and you can tell. Especially when it's, like, something that I'm being serious about. Because I've noticed that happens to me sometimes. Like, I'm going to be saying something, and, like, they're just, like, not listening to me. That really pisses me off.
No, I know exactly what you mean. I feel like it happens to... Oh, bitch, I forgot.
You still got that! He still got his clothes on from the night before when he did a photo shoot. Show the pose you did.
No.
Stick neck out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that one. I like that one where I was up close like that.
Ew, he's not everywhere.
I took a photo shoot last night and it
this has nothing to do with this. Have you seen a show called Singles Inferno?
Who?
Singles Inferno.
No, I've never
seen
my that.
God. It's so good. You need to watch it. It's on. I saw it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was just abused.
I don't know why I did that.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Do it again.
But it's such a good show. No, it's pretty much this Korean show of love, you know? Very Love Island vibes. It's so good. I really like Won-hee, but he's got such an ego to him.
Did you ever watch Squid Games?
Yeah.
I couldn't finish it.
Really? I finished all of it. It was pretty good.
I don't know.
I liked it.
Not for me. Not into it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
I was very into it. Well, I was very. But, like, I remember I finished it.
I watched the first, like, 4 episodes.
It's so good. Oh, it gets really sad in some part.
I know. Honestly, okay, this is the year that I'm not going to watch anything sad when I'm at home.
Really?
When I'm at home
alone. I love watching a sad movie. A good rom-com. Sometimes I cry. Oh, my God. A Walk to Remember. So good, but it makes me cry every time. The ending.
Yeah, but this is the year of not crying for me.
Okay, Diva, you can do that. Really? I don't know. I feel like crying, it just releases so much emotion. See, sometimes I cry and I'm like, I know, the stupid thing, but I felt so good after. So good, yeah. Also, you're a Cancer rising. That's like in us to cry.
Sometimes I feel just so ridiculous when I cry.
No, yes, I know what you mean. But like, because I remember I used to think, oh, I think I embrace it. Because like, I don't like crying in front of people, but like, I always cry by myself. But I notice even when I'm crying by myself, I'm like, stop crying. Like, why are you crying? Like, stop it. Like, or I'm like, okay, I've been crying for a while. It's enough. Like, time to get it together. Like, I wouldn't allow myself to actually cry. And I feel like, again, last year was a year of growth. I feel like when I actually allowed myself to, like, cry and let myself cry, like, the whole emotion out and whatever without telling myself, oh, you're being dramatic. Stop it. Like, what are you doing? Like, or like, okay, let's come on. I feel like when I actually, like, let it all out, it feels so great. Also, sometimes you gotta cry for some shit. I'm a sensitive gal. I am. I'm a sensitive gal. Sometimes I gotta cry.
I've been seeing TikToks where it's like,
oh my God, hugging yourself and crying? That feels really nice. It does! I've done it before.
Oh my God.
It feels pretty good, honestly, after.
Kat does something so dramatic.
What?
Okay, it was dramatic for me. In the moment, I feel like my feelings were valid, but you know. Yeah. Okay, so after my boyfriend broke up with me, right?
Yeah.
This was probably like, maybe like a month afterwards, and it was still very raw.
Yeah, because you guys still lived together.
Especially since we were still living together, it was still so raw.
Yeah.
And I remember he was in there, and I knew he was on Grindr.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was, because I heard the sound, and I was like, and I walked, I heard the sound, because we were sitting next to each other on the couch, I heard the sound, I looked over at him, I stood up, I walked into the bedroom, I shut the door, bitch, it was so dramatic, I slid down to my knees, I was sobbing, bitch, it was crazy.
Really?
I just know. I was just digging.
No, but it's crazy how he also left it on.
I said.
You know he left it on for a reason.
My mouth was.
I mean, I would be shocked.
And so.
I think it was about the gang up and leaving. I'm mean, because, like I said, I don't like crying in front of people. So that I know you're going, but then it is valid, you know?
It was so, I just think it,
that's wild. Think about
a third perspective, just one.
Oh, no, it's crazy.
Like a movie.
Yes.
I slammed the door and I lean up against it, heads in there.
But that looked kind of funny to see, too.
Slid down it. It was intense. It was crazy.
No, yeah,
who cries like that?
I mean, it makes sense.
I was
like, why didn't you turn the sound off?
Oh, man.
I mean, we'll see the kind of person always have their sound on. No?
No.
You know, he did that to her purpose. He did it to hurt you even more.
He
and you gave in.
Bitch,
I would have got up and left.
I gave in, and I gave in after he came in there. I didn't mean for you to hear that. I'm so sorry.
And you said, and it's okay.
Yeah, I said. Well, bitch, you know, I love a good fight, so I fought a little bit, and then I didn't give in to it. Which I love. Okay,
it's a giving in part.
Maybe it's the toxic part of my personality. I love a good fight every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'm just like,
no, you want a little zazz. I know what you mean. Sometimes I like to joke around a little meanly.
I like a little.
And then I say a little too much.
Right?
But then I actually do give myself time. Or I'm like, no, I'm committing now.
I like a little.
No, I know what you mean. It's fun to give a good tease.
Okay, but I want to date someone that barely does it because I'm very sensitive, and so sometimes I'll be like.
No, I think I know what you mean. Like, someone that will, like, handle it, but also is like, no, that's just your humor.
Yeah, but when they do it to me, I'll be like, what?
No.
What?
No, I think a little fun banter is fun sometimes.
Where's Zucchini?
Sorry. Zucchini? I told you, Zucchini said, I run this bitch.
Oh.
I'm here to stay. I'm gonna go over here now.
I'm gonna go
over you.
I'm gonna go bother your other cat.
I mean, do you want to enter it? What? We've been filming for enough.
No, we've only been filming for 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, the last one was only 30.
It's so long.
It's been a long day.
No wonder you were like, we need topics.
I know, girl. I
was like, I feel like we're good. Yeah, like, we're chilling.
10 more minutes. All we need is this.
That was the biggest glop in my life. It went. That is Maggie. I was like, no fucking way.
Sorry, that was so funny.
Just no.
10 minutes. You only need 10. Head in the bag.
I know. The thing is, I didn't even vomit for his, like, hour.
That was
I just felt nauseous, and I knew it was going to happen, but I didn't know when, and I was like, and it was just all spitting for me, so I was like, just leave me here. Give me the bag.
That was one of my favorite episodes that we've ever done.
Yeah. I didn't finish watching it. I skipped to that drunk part.
Can I be honest? Mm. The end was my favorite part.
Really?
When we were just sitting here talking after the night, that was my favorite part of the episode.
Didn't watch that part,
yeah. Oh, you should. It's
no, I'm sorry. I only skipped to the drunk part, and then I stopped watching.
It was funny. I thought it was funny.
No, I'm going to watch it. I just... Stop watching it.
I think it was. Oh, I love that episode.
Yeah.
I would do it again. I wouldn't do it again.
Really?
would you
didn't get drunk.
Would you do it again?
No, I would do it again, but I say, like, let's do drinking games in the beginning. So that way, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I know I'm lightweight. So we had already drinking before. And I think I drink one full one, right? Or did I drink a second one?
I'm just remembering the taste of that tequila. It was so
nasty. I can't remember if I drink one full one or if I drink a second one. I feel like I drank a second one, but, like, it was a little bit. Like, cause I feel like I remember serving myself more, but, like, it was more juice, obviously, because I didn't want the whole shot that we did the first time before we filled it up, remember?
Oh, yeah, when we filled it up.
Did I not? Like, I feel like I did, but I don't actually remember, did I?
You filled it up.
Like, it was, like, I know for the second one, it wasn't a lot.
For the second one, you didn't do it all the way.
Yeah, I didn't do it all the way.
I think for the second one, you only did, like, half
No,
of
I'm
it.
Telling you, it was more juice, much more juice.
Girl.
So, I guess, you could say half of the second one, then, because it was, like, more juice. So, half. I drank one full one, half of the second one. And after that, it was a shot.
And then we did so...
And the shots is what got me.
Those shots were
what got me.
It basically,
I said, we gotta stop.
Now, look at the end of it. He said, let's take a break. Let's take a break. Because I said, I think I want to hit the pin. You said, let's take a break. It was so...
Really? I haven't gotten that far yet.
It was so funny. I think I want to hit the pin. Let's take a break. But you, like, looked at me shocked for a second when I said, you said... Girl, I'm gonna pull it. Girl, you have to see it. It's crazy.
Shut me.
It's on this phone.
And go. I'm getting
it.
Oh, I see
it. Girl, you look. He's
oh
like,
my god, I need to see it. Right.
It's so funny.
It sounds hilarious. Oh my god. I'm a funny gal.
Girl. Oh my god.
When he abuses me.
I told you that I was gonna start. I was gonna soundproof this room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm gonna. But I'm thinking first. I'm gonna get those like professional lighting ones.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get... Because, like, I feel like lighting...
Do you know where?
It was right at the... It was literally right before this. Right here. A little more. No. A little more. No, a little more forward. A little more forward.
Oh, I thought you were saying a little
more. It was, like, right at the end of it. Literally right here.
Let's see. Oh.
Girl, it was a rough night.
I think it's going because I was like, oh, perfect. Stop.
We need a break. I think I want to hit the pin. Okay, guys. Girl, look at your face!
I think you very much tell I'm under the influence. I want to hit the pin.
We'll do it back, guys.
We'll
take another break.
Look at
him! Yes. Because everything was spinning, so I'm like, where is it?
Oh, I want to get that drunk.
It's because you don't allow yourself. Because, like, listen, I don't think I was fully drunk. Like, I wasn't blackout drunk.
I think,
like, I was chilling.
See,
I told you, literally, I just need you to give me the bag and that.
I don't want to blackout. I just want to get to that level because there's something
you
so exhilarating.
You could still drink more.
Yeah, but, like,
I mean,
I don't know. Maybe it's the trauma from my last relationship.
Yeah, I guess.
Where I feel like I can't get.
I feel like it was always, I don't act like him. Like, I'm not like, oh, let's keep doing more. Like, you saw, I was like, okay, we gotta stop. Let's go in that break.
I need a second.
You know?
So
much.
Oh, such a good
episode. I feel like that's what you should actually drink if we do drink again. Which we will, I feel.
We should do it.
You wouldn't want to?
No, we should do it soon.
Really?
Soon.
Girl, how soon? We got a whole, like, forever.
We should do it soon. Like, next episodes.
Next episode? No way.
No, but I want to drink
more. No, but let's do it. Before what? 21?
No, before we film again. Like, before we film... Before we film another drunk episode, I want to get drunk again.
So you want to do a drunk... So you just want to get drunk, but not film it. And then... Oh, like, yeah, you're... I thought you meant me.
No, no.
You
guys
said that's what I'm saying. Like, no, you're not going to get drunk with me.
I'm going to get drunk personally. Because I just...
And you said you also don't like drinking in front of people, though.
I really don't like drinking in front of people.
So maybe that's it, then.
Oh, doing... Oh, my God.
That means that's, like, part of it,
doing
then.
Shots in front of my mother?
You don't like it?
Doing shots... No!
Do you feel weird?
She handed me one, and I said...
What? I mean, do you feel weird?
Yeah, I feel
really?
Like... I mean, feel like I'm gonna get in trouble.
Really? Like, I don't know. I feel like last year... No, not last year. The year before last year, like, I remember my family was, like, finally cuddling with me, like, drinking with them. Like, yeah, my grandma was, like, the only one that really complained to me, like, stop drinking.
My mom handed me... Oh, it was so good.
But, like, besides that, everyone was, like, whatever.
It was strong.
Everything, everyone was, like, offering me... My mom, even my mom. But even then before that, like...
Ooh.
I mean, now that I'm of age. Even before when I was of age, my mom... Well, I guess... I'm not saying this actually happened. Just in case. I'm not saying this actually happened. I'm probably actually making this up. But anyways...
It was a dream.
Yeah, it was a dream that happened a few times. But anyways, I remember, like, we would just make some margaritas before.
My mom would know.
But, like, it wasn't, like, a lot. And it wasn't, like, oh, let's drink another one.
No, my mom... Really?
Yeah.
My mom...
But my mom's... She doesn't put too much alcohol in there.
My mom never, like, never even let me taste.
Because I remember this year for the drink we were making, we got... We had bought, like, mangoes and all that because we were going to make a margarita because, you know, we're margarita gals.
No, everyone loves a margarita.
So we wanted to mix the alcohol already now with what we made. And as we were mixing, my mom put it in. I'm like, let's do one more. And I went, shh. And I thought she was going to stop me.
Of vodka?
Me. No, yeah. I mean, I feel like she does put in a good amount, but I want just a little more. I was like, come on, guys. It's New Year's. No, it was Christmas.
Crazy.
Which was it? No, it was New Year's.
Let's get wild.
I was like, man, let's drink a lot more.
And she said,
and she did drink a lot on New Year's, actually. She drank like
did she get
four-ish. No, but she drank more than usual.
Oh, I just want to get drunk.
I mean, even when she was of age, like when she was younger, like my mom said she would only drink like one like beer.
I just want.
I think my mom's a beer gal. Cause I was with her telling me she was
a beer gal.
I think so. Cause I'm sorry. I feel like she told me that's what she told me. I know, because she said whenever she would go to clubs, she would only just drink one. I feel like she was drinking, like, one beer. I think so.
What she's not telling you is that she had 87 shots before that beer.
No, she said no, because remember, she's only ever once actually got, like, a DUI. It was when she was leaving the club, and she said she drank two.
She only ever got a DUI one time. It was
gonna drink
time.
Two. That's she only ever drank one.
That's crazy. She was like, okay, let me spice it up. Let me drink two. And then she said, never again. She was driving home, never again.
No, she went to like prison.
She was singing that cell.
Because, yeah, like for like, it wasn't even a full day.
She was singing that cell. I'm never doing more than one ever again. Never again. She swears on her life. And she's never drank one beer after that.
I wonder if she was lying to me or not. Because I was younger when she told me that. Because, like I said, she wouldn't. On New Year's, she drank like four. Well, I've seen her drink before. It's not like.
Did you think she lied to you?
Yeah, do you think she drank more? I gotta get back to her on this story now that I'm actually thinking about it.
I think she's. Okay, because. Okay,
I can vividly remember telling me she'd only ever drink one drink. I feel like I remember her saying beer. She had only one beer.
I'm telling you, it was one drink.
And then she said that at the time.
87 shots.
And I was like, that other time, I remember her telling me that she drank two that time.
She's not telling you about the shots.
She's not
telling you about
the
shots.
I need to get back to her story because, like, I've seen her drink other times, you know, now that I'm older, and, like, she ain't acting like a fool.
And she's empty.
Those burger and margaritas on New Year's, she wasn't acting a fool. She was okay. She was more giggly, but that's it.
The girl's the shots. She's not telling you. She straight, boom, vodka, tequila, gin, down the hatch. She's not telling you about it. She's
up to? I gotta ask her.
She's not telling you about her, girl. You gotta get back to her. Text her right now.
But, yeah, I don't feel uncomfortable drinking around my family.
I feel so uncomfortable.
Really?
Which, my mother handed me a shot.
I feel like that'd be, like, such an honor. Like, oh, thank you. Finally.
In my dream, of course.
And then it was happening. You're like.
Yeah, I was like.
I can't believe it.
It was so good, though. And I felt really weird because I took it like a shot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you weren't supposed to?
I mean, like, it was obvious it wasn't my first shot.
Oh, and you, they. I thought you would react like that, really? Even back, I mean, I wouldn't react like that.
I just took it down. I didn't react to it. And my mom was like, have you done this before? And I said,
really?
No. Never, mommy. I love drinking my mom.
No, yeah, I bet.
She knows. I mean, I've called her drunk before. So humiliating. Oh, it's a thin. Oh, zucchini! I forgot he was in here, girl.
Really? Yeah. I've been thinking about zucchini. I'm wondering what he was up to. Do you want to come back? Do you want to come back to your
view? Oh, he is so cute, y'all. I wonder how he's getting along with Athena. Athena was just following him for the longest time.
Yeah, she was right behind him, literally like 2 feet away the whole time. Like, what are you doing?
Here you go.
What's going on?
Hi, baby. He's so.
How much longer do we have?
8 minutes.
Really? I feel so long.
Girl, right? I know. We got some TikToks.
Are you drinking some water or what? Your face is wet, girl.
Is it? Ew! Oh, I love him. Oh, we can.
I know. Keep forgetting it's him.
Right?
No, if it's not that time, no. I want us to have a good episode. It just feels like we've been feeling forever, literally.
You always make it a good episode.
Oh, you too. I love you.
I love doing this with you. You know, okay. I know this is coming out like. I know this is coming out like 3 weeks after New Year's, but I really. I'm glad I'm still doing this with you.
I'm so glad
that we brought this into the new year and we're doing it and we're going to keep doing it.
And we're going to continue doing it.
And we're going on vacations together and we're going to document it every time. We're going to document it every time. Bitch, we're making vlogs of everyone, right?
Yes! Okay, I feel like we should continue the thing we did in New York where we have little
snippets. That was so fun. I genuinely loved doing that. It was so exciting. And so we're going to do it for all three of them this time.
That's the thing. I was like, see when we're older. Right. Because I don't think you're planning on taking anything down, right? Because meaning I don't feel like I'll be uncomfortable with any of this later on. So I feel like that'll be so cool when we're older. She's like, wow, that was us.
I'm so.
And like, it's just documented, all of it documented.
Our lives.
As if we don't have things already documented, like pictures. But it's like, I feel like it's different.
No, I love videos.
Yeah.
Oh my god, did you see, in 1924, they were predicting what, like, 100 years from now was going to be. Mm-hmm. And they're like, people are going to start documenting things with videos instead of pictures. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy that that actually happened?
Yum.
Okay, what are you looking at?
I also think about, like, also how, like, I remember some people, like, back in the day, like, back, like you said, like, the 19-somethings, thought, like, by now we'd have, like, flying cars and all that. We don't have that.
I don't think
I feel like they're in the making of it, but, like, I remember them saying that. You like, think? You know the Flintstones? You know that type of vibe?
Oh, yeah.
No, the Flintstones. No,
that's why I said.
That's a caveman. No.
You're thinking of the Jetsons. The Jetsons.
The Jetsons. Jetsons. Mm-hmm. They're futuristic.
What year, do we know? I don't know what year, were? But
let's look it up. Let's Google it.
I got it. You got it.
Okay, I got it.
What year did. What if it's like 2020?
Oh my god, that's so crazy.
No, because.
That would literally be insane.
Oh my god. I think. Like, I don't really know how. Mm. I don't really care for flying cars. I don't want it.
I know, I feel like it's so crazy to see.
I don't want it.
Oh, it's in 2062.
Oh, so
we're close to it. We'd be alive during that time.
Oh my god.
We would be. How old would we be? Right now, we're in our 20s.
That's 40 years, so we're going to be 60.
Oh my god, in the 60s. In the 2062 of the Jetsons. And what if, imagine if it is like that. I feel like it could happen. There's so many things that are changing. I there's cars now where like, they drive without someone actually driving a car. Have you seen it?
You know what I'm so
it's
scared like of.
I think it's an Uber service or some sort of service.
I'm so scared of getting to that where the point where I'm so old where I don't know what new things are. Like when you see old people be like, "How do I use the phone?"
No, I don't think we'll do that because like you gotta remember like we were pretty much the beginning of technology. Like, cause like I still remember the really old computers. You remember the really old computers?
Oh yeah, I remember.
Like I still remember like having the TV on a cart and you pull it in. I still remember when like they were literally installing Promethean boards.
Oh my!
Like I remember that.
Would your teacher let you play on the Promethean
board? Uh-huh, it was someone, so fun. Someone.
It was so fun.
No, it was.
It felt like an
do you remember that? Like,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And like, but like now, like people go to school. Like that's it's already been there. It's been there.
You know,
for my siblings, everything's been there, you know?
I was gonna say, so for my little sister, it's always been there for her.
So what I'm saying is, like, we were getting introduced to it, you know? And, like, we're all, I feel like, very much into it. I mean, like, we all have a phone. Look at us. We're very much online people, I feel.
I really hope that they come up
with technology. As long as you don't get technology that good, though. I feel like maybe I would. I most definitely would. Because even with the technology I'm used to, I'm like, what do I do?
I really hope that
they have the technology
where we just stop growing.
Really?
I want to be like 26. I want to be like 26 forever.
I don't know. I don't know. If I had to pick an age to be around, it would be something in my 20s. But also, like, I don't know if I would want to live forever.
No, not forever.
Like, actually forever?
I would let me be, like, 26 for 100 years. And then at 100, I just, you know.
Oh, so, like, I know what you mean. So, like, you pretty much...
You're just, like, I'm just, like, 26.
Just reset again.
Yeah, I'm just 26 my whole life. And then...
Yeah,
I get chopped off at
like, when 100. Would it start, though? Like, would it be, like, once since you're picking 26, would it be, like, once you get to 26,
it
that's
starts,
when you stay there
yeah,
for 100 years?
26, and then...
100 years.
Up until, like...
Or would it be...
Until,
like, you're about to die. You know, like, you're getting to your dying point, and then you just, like, reset to the age you said you wanted to be for 100 years.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
So you, once you're 26 is when you'll stop, and
yeah,
then 100
I won't be,
years.
I want to be 26, and then 100 more years goes on, and then
Okay, I would do that. I don't know. I feel like 26 is still kind of... I know I remember when we've had a discussion.
We
chose something around that.
I think you chose 25.
But I want to go... Yeah, but like I feel like I want to go like... I still want to be kind of younger. Because I want to be fully out. I think I know that's not fully out, but I feel like it's like a foot out. Mm. Also, the full frontal lobe developing. But everyone says it's so different after that too. That like, you think so differently.
After what age?
It's pretty sure like 25 or 26. Look it up. When does the frontal lobe fully develop? Because you never heard about it? People say like, after that, like you think so clearly. Like you finally like, I guess think like an adult. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I've heard what you're talking about.
Yeah. So it's like, I feel like when we're young, I kind of got like,
25. No, I'm just kidding. I thought that would be funny. I thought that would be funny. It's fully developed at 25. Brain is not complete until near the age of 25 years old. So it's like near 25.
I was going to say 24.
Yeah,
Should I just go with 25, honestly, though?
Honestly?
I was like, I don't know. If I'm going to be young, I kind of want to have like that young. But I also don't want to feel... I don't want to be, like, thinking super dumb. But I also, like, I don't think I think super, like... Like, I have a super immature way of thinking.
I think I
have
a pretty...
Like, I feel like I could do, but I don't feel like it's, like, fully where it's, like, if I were to stay, like, the age I am right now, like, 100 years, I don't think I'd make some really dumb decisions. So, you know what? I'm gonna go, like, 22. I keep thinking about that. I'm gonna go 22. Because 22. Also... Uh-huh. You wouldn't. I think I would. Also, you know the song, My Twitter says 22?
Yeah,
I've been thinking about... I'm getting there. Literally, I'm gonna be at the age where I get to sing it. Cause I remember singing it when I was a kid, being like 22.
And you're like,
now
me.
Now I'll
gonna be
22.
Me one day. Oh my god.
I'm so excited. I feel like I'm gonna go 22. Cause like, what if I don't like how I look? Like, what if? Listen, I'm a skincare gal, but what if like my skincare isn't working, and that's what I notice.
Oh my god.
And like I said, it's only for 100 years. And like, also, like, if you think about it, I'll stop growing, and then I'm gonna die after those 100 years. I would love to die with a good bang. I feel 22, I'd be able to die at a bang.
You're right.
But saying I feel would also be at 24. And I'll still have a little maturity. I'll have more maturity in me, honestly.
I think
you
I'll
know
do
what?
20.
I'm going 24. I was gonna say 24, and then I was like, no, 25, and then I was like, no, 22. I'm going 24.
You know what I was thinking about? I always get really...
more depth. And also you said that's when I'll stop.
I always get really scared of like aging and stuff.
But yeah, I know.
I think about... It felt so long, my life, to get up to this, like, 20 years old.
Mm.
It felt so long. So that's just how long it's going to be. It's going to be the same amount of time to 40. So it's, like, not... It's, like, it's going to be so long till I'm old. It's going to be so long.
I'm sticking my neck out for the longest.
I know.
You didn't tell me?
I know.
Literally, I was, like... And I'm, like, wait. Oh.
Well, come on in. Come on, scoot down a little closer, Bookie.
I can't.
Oh.
I was about to call him Ricky. I don't know why. I was like, Ricky's in the way.
Oh, Ricky.
He's a big boy.
No, I like zucchini.
I like Zuki.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he's got a lot of hair.
Anyway, are you ready to end the episode?
I'm ready.
Okay,
oh, wait. What did you pick? I'm going 24. I feel like
I'm going to go 24.
Oh, twinsies.
So that I want cut it off at 24. I'm hoping.
You know, when I was younger, I used to think you would live up to 100. Like, I thought, like, yeah, like, you could die from, like, what?
You got a little thing on your front tooth. Oh, you moved it into this one. It's okay. You know what? They can't see it. We'll deal with it.
What about now?
They can't
what
see
it.
No, okay. It's gone. That was so
funny. I wanted to get it.
That was so funny. I was like, oh, we can get after the episode you said.
I said, no, we're doing this shit now.
Anyway, I would choose 24 because, like, I'm still, like,
I mean, you got a bun.
I'm still, like, young, you know?
No,
like,
yeah. Young. But I feel like you got some more depth to you.
So, top.
Yeah.
I'm young.
Which I guess you could still continue getting that depth, obviously, because you have 100 years. But, like, I don't know. I feel like 24 is, like, I don't know. But also 22 is also, like, oh, but 22. I think it's a song that's going to be that 22. I would love to be 22 and be, like, 22. And I will.
Every birthday.
22!
I just never want to get old. I'm so scared of it.
You know, I know. I'm scared of getting really old to the point where, like, you know, some people, like, they just, like, can't move that as good. Like, they go down and, like,
I'm telling you, I've been stretching every day because ever since you told me that, I'm growing.
I'm like, I don't want to be that. I mean, like, I know, I guess, like, for certain things, you can't stop it. Like, if you were to break a bone or something.
I still can't touch my toes.
Or, like, genetics. I mean, you will soon. If you really do say to it, you will. But anyways,
I feel like I'm farther, though.
No, yeah. See, put your feet straight. Yeah. Don't put them knees. Don't bend the knees, girl. Come on.
Okay, I told you I can't do it. It hurts.
But yeah, I'm realizing you live up to 100, that you'd only die of, like, yeah, like, some sort of sickness, or, like, you were just, like, killed or something like that. But that was, I'm telling you, when I was a kid, like, 5 or some shit, I used to think that I'd live up to 100, like, oh my god, I'll live up to 100.
God, that would suck.
But I always thought, things like that used to freak me out when I was more younger. I feel like as I got older, it less freaked me out. Like I told you. Like, with the dying stuff, like, I mean, like, where am I gonna go? Like, I'm very curious about it, but it doesn't freak me out as much.
It freaks
like, because no, I remember when I was younger, I was still very curious, but it would literally scare me as I would be, like, looking into it or something. Like hearing
I'm
stories.
I'm scared right now.
Like, hearing stories. Oh, there's a dog. The one you're talking about. The black one.
Where?
He just went trotting on that way. Well, just finish.
I see him. Okay.
Hasta la vista, guys.
No,
wait. This episode.
I have a question.
Yeah, if you want to find us.
Where can everyone find us?
Well, if you want to find us, you can find us on all streaming platforms as Chatterbox Crew. You can find us on TikTok and Instagram as The Chatterbox Crew. And then, if you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram as xo.xo.maria with 2 N's. With 2 A's, I mean. Oh, my God. So crazy. I spelled my own name wrong. Are you copying me? And then, if you want to find me on TikTok, it'll be whatsup_maria. Nathaniel, what about you?
If you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at http_nxthxn.
What the fuck? You got hiccups?
I'm so excited.
Hurry up, we want to see the doggy.
Yeah, okay.
If he's still there.
No, he's probably not going to be there. But anyway.
I see him, actually. I see something moving over there. Okay, come on.
Anyway, that'll be the that on this episode of Chatterbox Crew. Mm-hmm. I'm Nathan.
And I'm Maria.
And I hope that everyone had a great time with us today. Goodbye. Goodbye.